Yeah, so around 1:30 yesterday afternoon, a couple who said their truck was stolen from the Quick Trip at 3rd Avenue and Indian School told officers there was a baby girl in the truck. Turned out to be a non-existent baby girl, though. They later admitted to making up the kidnapping. And joining us now to talk more about what in the world happened yesterday is Phoenix Police Sergeant Mercedes Fortune.
Good morning. Thanks for coming on with us. I understand that the department has named the suspect. So who are they?
Yeah, so the first suspect involved is a 40-year-old female by the name of Stormy Wagner and her husband, 37-year-old James Wagner.
Okay. And at what point, Sergeant, did you guys become suspicious? When my wife and I noticed that no official Amber Alert had gone out, that kind of gave me pause. But did officers, the first responding officers, kind of say, I don't know, but better safe than sorry?
No, absolutely. I think in the beginning, everything was, you know, indicative of a true kidnapping. And so, you know, when you have that information, they had video. The story was believable. Obviously, the incident was believable. Again, they saw pictures. They saw the vehicle leaving the business at that location. So everything that they learned at that moment was, again, indicative of a kidnapping. And obviously, at that moment, we want to make sure that we're sharing that information. And
right.
So we went out and provided that information immediately to our community.
So when somebody makes a call like this, you respond to a call like this, how does this impact your operations in terms of resources? I know you had, 50 officers out there searching?
Yes. In the beginning, the urgency of an 18-month-old who could be in danger is really high. And so we want to make sure we have every available resource looking for that child and looking for that vehicle. And I could tell you it was man intensive. We had a police helicopter also up above helping us look for that vehicle. We had detectives assigned to this case early on, and helping in find, basically going through the checklist for the Amber Alert as we were working to ensure that we were putting that vehicle out with DPS. And so there was a lot of things that were going on that was man intensive. And so we worked tirelessly until we could, really say, hey, there isn't an 18-month-old. But we weren't there yet. And so we wanted to continue to work through it to make sure that we weren't missing anything at all.
So was it when detectives, when you eventually found the couple that allegedly stole the truck and there was no baby with them and they probably looked very puzzled about that? Is that when detectives and officers started to become suspicious that this girl didn't exist in the first place?
Yeah, that was the first indication. The couple themselves said things that made it believable that they had no knowledge of what was going on. They did admit to knowing the initial reporting couple. And so we knew that there was something going on. And at that moment is when detectives did an amazing job in grabbing all four adults and having additional conversations with them to ensure that there wasn't an 18-month-old.
Okay, so let's just repeat again. Can you give us their names? And is this the couple that made the false report of the couple that took the truck?
No, this is the couple that was booked into jail last night for false reporting. These are the ones that claimed that there was an 18-month-old baby in that vehicle. Their name is, the first person is 40-year-old Stormy Wagner and her husband, James Wagner.
And how serious a crime is this? What kind of time could they be facing for false reporting? And could they possibly get hit with the cost of the resources that were expended looking for a non-existent baby girl?
Right. That's one of the things that our detectives will, speak to the county attorney about. And that's part of the initial reason that they were booked is just obviously the intensive manhunt and the manpower that was used. I don't know what that looks like as far as sentencing for them. For us, it's about finding probable cause and making that arrest. And I think that's a conversation that happens in the courts.
But I know you're a mom, Mercedes, Sergeant Mercedes Fortune with Phoenix Police. I know you were really glad to find out that this little girl didn't even exist because we were all on edge at our house, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I know that there's a lot of people that may think, you should have known this in the beginning, but we cannot err. We have to err on the side of finding this 18-month-old, and we have to err on the side that we believe this is true.
Absolutely.
And this is happening.
Yeah.
So we did everything we could yesterday. We did the right thing. We began an immediate search for the 18-month-old. And, if you could call it a silver lining, I'm just happy that there was no true danger to an 18-month-old baby.
Yes. Absolutely.